let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about time is now. So much talk has been had over the years about December 21st, 2012, and we are right up on it. Today is December the 17th, and in just a couple days, September 21st will have come, and a day later will have gone. And a lot of people are asking, well, what changed or what has changed or what will change? And so much has changed. And the question is, are we looking at the change or are we looking at what hasn't changed yet? Our guests tonight are an example of change. Having been born and raised in Lebanon in a large family of 14, our guests are two of the siblings of that family, Rabella Ali and Karim Chek Ali, who embody cultural traits that they are proud of, that obviously come from Lebanon, such as strong hospitality and unending passionate drive for freedom, actually, which is really the crux of the change that we're looking for here, and in most particular, women. And they have the knowledge that they learned in Lebanon, and they're proud of that. But they are now in the United States, and so combined with the knowledge that they are learning in the United States, they have created a new life for themselves, and in so doing, are looking to help create a new life for many, many others, and in particular, children, and most particularly, women. Rabella, for example, separated from an arranged marriage as she needed the freedom to pursue her dreams and to find herself. Through this separation, she transformed and healed herself and continues the fight and hope for women and children's rights. Both her and her brother Karim have worked to change the laws in Lebanon, giving women hope and the encouragement to live and be who they came to be. Through this undying determination to pursue what is just and right, they have become an example to many others, never giving up on their hope and their courage to face their culture and tradition of abuse. They continue their fight for what they believe is a better way for women and children everywhere. We'll be talking to Karim and Rabella right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and I'm so glad that we have these two guests on because the topic that we're going to talk about is not only very important, but it's one that's been very near and dear to my personal heart, actually. Growing up, I always felt that I myself was an underdog, and I felt that I could not speak for myself. So maybe that's why I took up the cause for others, or maybe it's really truly because I did see others suffering. And in my case, I saw women around me suffering, women that I loved, and part of the suffering was because of the way they were treated by the men. And it's interesting that I have to say that though I saw a lot of faults at the time, and though I had a lot of criticism to share, I only saw one side. And that's why I think this show is so special, because we have both sides. We have a woman, a very powerful, strong woman speaking, who wanted freedom and got freedom. And we also have a man speaking who doesn't treat the women like his peers does and doesn't think it's cool to do so. And so growing up, I only saw the one side. And so I had the criticism I had for the men that I saw in my life, treating the women that I saw in my life badly. It's interesting that when I went back, in this case, it's Italy, where the culture wasn't really as strong or as bad, I should say, as the way they treated their women. But I will say that in the generation of the same men that I saw what I thought were mistreating women here in this country, those men were treating their women, their wives, their sisters, even their mothers, so much worse. And so the men I knew that had come to this country and had learned a new way felt that they were treating the women in their lives like queens. And so I got to see the other side. And so I had more respect for the men here, though I did not respect the behavior. And what I now, because of these two being our guests on the show, what I was able to understand was that not understanding the culture and being a child and only seeing the one side, I did not know how to help the situation. And so condemning men at the time did not help the situation. It only incensed them more. Now, having grown up, I could understand that they come from a different culture. And in actuality, for example, the beating of one's wife was considered important, as harsh as that, it's even hard to say, but was considered important. Otherwise, that man was not a real man, was not a husband, was not the right husband. And so it's other men that weren't also encouraging this, and sometimes other women because of ignorance or because that's the way the culture was. So now being able to see both sides, I believe that I can help more, and I believe this show can help more on how we all want to be treated and be respected, and especially women who are, especially in some countries, are treated deplorably. Mark, you know what I mean.
you said it so well, and listening to your comments and thinking about our guests and the timing of this show, you know, the markers, the prophecy, the wisdom, the intuition of this shift that we're living through, experiencing, all speak to the balance that you're talking about, or the lack of balance that we have had. And I think, you know, the true nature of what they have been striving for and what this shift is about is the shift from male energy, which is what has driven the programming that you were talking about, to this return of the feminine energy. And
not
how
just
else,
the feminine, but also the feminine in the men.
The feminine energy,
right,
in general, yes, which is universal, and it's a way of being, it's a way of feeling, and you know, the male energy that we have lived in for these, you know, these centuries has allowed for this imbalance and this unadjusted perspective, you know, where you're seeing the importance placed on, you know, those types of concepts. So, you know, you can't return to balance until you address basic freedoms and the way women are treated, the way children are treated, even the way animals are treated. When you look at life in general, the way life is being addressed and restoring balance to both the female and or feminine and masculine energies.
Absolutely. Now, I've known these two for a while now, and when I saw that both of them, independent of each other, were speaking on television in Lebanon about these topics, I thought, wow, look at the courage that these two beautiful people have. On the one hand, Rabella, to be a woman and to say, this is what I believe, and face ridicule and even persecution. And on the other hand, for Karim to say, as a man, this is what I believe about how women should be treated, and in his own way be treated, expect that kind of persecution because he's doing it as a man. So to have them both stand up and work to change the laws in Lebanon, to give women hope and the encouragement to live and be free, and children as well, for that matter, is a reason why I'm so proud to have them both on the show. And now, Karim is a mental health counselor, amongst many other things, and Rabella is a life coach. And so I welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Filippo.
It's a pleasure. So, Rabella, let's start with you. So when I saw you talking on Lebanese TV, of course, I had somebody translate for me because I was just so fascinated. Where did you get the strength, first of all, to say you were, A, going to leave an arranged marriage? First of all, arranged marriage.
Actually, it's a forced marriage.
A forced marriage.
Even worse. Yes. Because otherwise my dad will die. So I had to say yes.
What do you mean?
That's what he told me.
That's what he told you, right?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
if you don't marry this man, I will die.
Yeah, he was sick in bed.
Wow.
So. And yeah, I had to, you know, say yes. I didn't even say yes, but they arranged everything, and you know.
Well, there's the story already. I mean,
I know.
And you live with somebody that you don't love. You probably don't even like.
I don't like. I don't know. I am not ready. I was 17.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is still normal in Lebanon?
Kind of. Maybe in some villages, maybe.
Yeah, they still do it, but now a little bit less because...
Less, yeah.
Because women like you and men like you are standing up and
made
talking.
The change, yes.
Yeah, actually, okay. I was talking yesterday to my daughter, and I told her that I have an interview.
Who's still in Lebanon.
She's in Lebanon.
Right.
And I told her because I transformed my life, so they're having an interview with me. She's like, but what happened to you is not happening now. And I told her, yeah, because I did the change.
Right.
She's like, oh, what did you do?
Wow.
She wanted to know everything.
She doesn't. Yes.
Yeah.
So good. So then she'll listen to this interview.
Yes.
So what did you do?
First, I start, like I always do meditation and praying, and I face everything, like I face everyone who hurt me, you know? So by that, and I had to speak my truth, I have to be myself, you know, to be able to have my freedom. So
in
I run away.
In a time when that wasn't really allowed.
Yeah. So to have my divorce, my freedom, I forced them to come to the court to have my divorce. I ran away twice. So I had to do this. And my belief is like really strong, my faith to have my freedom. Mm. And it was like really like horrible to live with someone. It's not really good, you know. There is no love, there is no chemistry, there is nothing. There is no respect. So I don't really like anyone to treat me or talk to me with, you know, unrespect.
Mm.
So yeah, I did.
You did. You did.
I
you know,
made it.
Your daughter should
yeah.
know, if she doesn't, not only what you did, but also that just because it's not happening right now as much in Lebanon, it is still happening in other parts of the world. So
yes.
let's talk more about this when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Talk about life changes, and as Mark likes to say, making moments. Here, we're all getting emotional because, I mean, as soon as we start talking about it, we go right there. We're talking to Rabela Ali and her brother Karim Sheikh Ali, And we're talking about something, obviously, that touches more than the heart. And especially since you bring up your daughter, who did not know your own story.
Yeah, she doesn't know everything.
And how important is it not only for her to know, but for the world to know so that this never happens again?
If a woman have like the courage to, you know, live her life, to express herself, so it won't happen. You know, if they will see other women as an example, inspired by, so they will have the, you know, the power and the courage to live their own life, their freedom.
So when you were on television and you were talking like this in a country where this isn't really looked favorably upon, did some women say, good for you, I want to also?
And of course, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did that feel and what was it like?
It feels really like great, and I felt really happy to help others, you know, to have their freedom. So there's so many women, they are really suffering there. You know, it's like so many problems.
And were there men that said you shouldn't talk like that? And women too, maybe?
Shouldn't talk like that?
Yeah, they said, no, you shouldn't.
Some, you know, some men, but not all men.
Okay.
Because some of them, they really like, they are really good men.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so like your brother, actually, who also talks about these things in Lebanon, he sees it, but do you get men saying, no, you shouldn't support this?
Yeah, of course. Like, even like my dad, my brothers, they all were against us first, but also they were against me because it made them feel like threatened. That they can do, they can be the good man, you know, and they don't want to. I noticed that they're mostly lazy.
Yeah, they cannot be good. It's really hard for them to be good. And they think they became weak if they're going to be good with a woman.
Right.
They think they are a weak man.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a cultural change.
It is actually what we were talking about the other day, me and you, that we discovered that, not discovered, maybe it's already there, but we were talking about the disturbed male, the disturbed man, and in each of us there is a disturbed male and male, a disturbed female and female.
Mm.
So, and that's the fight inside of each of us, right? So what I noticed from you, from my sister, that she, when I was looking at her, she was like my inspiration. Like I saw her that didn't give up her feminine side. So she was fighting to be the woman that she knows that she is. So that's what I saw. That's what I really saw, and I felt for, you know, but we all go through through times where the, because we have both, we all go in times where the disturbed female comes, but it comes through, I saw with my sister, through abuse, through abuse of men, that it's so much abuse that female, the good female, it kind of went and hide in a cave.
Yeah.
So.
And so many women are still in the cave, but you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm free.
You're certainly not.
I'm free. I free myself from everything, physically and mentally, spiritually. I'm great. Thank God.
How are some of the ways right now, and we'll move away from this quickly, but that women... We'll move away from it because we don't want to give it more energy. We want to say how women want to be and will be, hopefully, very soon. But how are some of the ways that there's still control or abuse?
There?
Yeah.
Well, what I see there is like still women afraid to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, afraid to have their divorce. It's not easy to have a divorce because not just... the family won't agree, even the society there, it's really difficult for a woman to have a divorce. Like everyone there, they will put their finger and like, oh, she's divorced.
Mm.
So it's like, really, like not.
It's like a crime.
It's like a crime,
and then a curse.
Yeah,
sure.
And a curse, something like that. Yeah. So for women, it's not easy for them to have that.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're still living the same life, like, you know, depressed and unhappy. And actually, it affects their kids.
Sure.
So it's not good for their kids to live unhappy, just for her to not be like a strong woman to go and have her freedom.
Sure.
And to, you know, build her life from the beginning.
Sure.
So this is really sad. But the new generation, what I heard from my daughter, they all like happy and they are like have their freedom. It's not going to happen to them because
right.
It's already happened because I changed the law. By me changing the judge, I changed the law. And many people, like the lawyers and everyone, like I met in my life, yeah, I changed, you know, so it's really good to help.
Yeah, that's really good. And the exciting thing is, too, is I know of other countries that have been through this, but many years ago, like even in Italy in the 1950s and 60s, divorce wasn't allowed, especially for the women. And then the finger pointing and all that, just like you said. And so I know that that's not the way it is now, even for that generation. So somebody had to stand up at that time, and that person might have had the finger pointed at them. And you stood up in Lebanon, you and a handful of other women.
Yeah.
And here you are talking about it.
I know.
So
very proud.
What, good, and we're very proud of you. What gave you the courage, the energy, the need to do this? Well, the need, you know, but the courage. So many women didn't have the courage. Where did you get that courage? Weren't you afraid?
And sometimes, of course, you feel afraid. And the other time, you feel like you really, like I really want to have my freedom. Because, like, for me, I cannot accept anything, like let's say my ex-husband, to say something not good to me or treat me bad. I cannot accept that. And I didn't born for that, to be treated like this. And I believe in God so much, and I have faith in God that give me a strength and power and the energy to run away. It's not easy to run away. So, and I did it for myself, and I did it for my kids. Because I know they've been hurt with him. So if I leave, so it's better for them. They will be safer because he knows they are my weak point. So he used to hurt them for me to suffer, you know? So if I'm not there, he's not going to hurt them. He's going to protect them because he doesn't want me to see them. So you see?
Mm.
So I did that. So I don't want even to be a mother who's not really healthy mentally and physically. I want my kids to see me in a good perspective. In a good eye.
Yeah.
I want them to be proud of me, not to see their mother and feel sorry for their mother. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what else? And, you know, I said to myself, I would prefer to sleep on the street better than to live with a man like this.
Mm.
Sick man. So, when I made it.
You sure did, and you didn't have to sleep on the streets. So, you know, you're doing very well.
And my
here.
Brother protecting me the whole time.
You sleep in my heart.
Even when he's younger than me, and he always there for me, and he's like really aware of everything. Since he's like really a little boy, like he knows what's right and what's wrong.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And of course you're talking about Karim, because I know you have a lot of brothers.
He's my favorite.
so in this case, yes, Karim, we've had many discussions where you're able to see both sides and you're able to say, well, this is wrong or this is no longer good, you know, assuming it ever was, but it never was, of course. But it's just old and done. We have to move on. And so let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're talking to Rabela and Karim Chakali, brother and sister, who have made changes in Lebanon and are here in the United States helping other people change as well. Arabella as a life coach and Karim as all kinds of things, including a mental health counselor. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It is Filippo, and we're talking to Karim Chek Ali and Arabella Ali, both brother and sister of a family of 14 from Lebanon who have helped change laws in Lebanon and how women are treated, and who are now helping other people here by both their careers and by being here with us on Life Changes. Karim, I know yes. you personally, so you've talked a lot about how you have helped your mother learn how to read or write or yes. you know, use the computer or not use it. That's a little bit too much. But see the computer at least. Yeah. But read or write.
She didn't have to draw the flower, you know.
And how to even draw a flower. Yeah. Well, how beautiful. Okay, so
she's like almost 75.
Yeah.
So 75 from that generation when all of this, it wasn't important for a woman to learn how to read or write. She had other responsibilities, right? So you've had both the experience of helping your mother grow to be more of who she is, and also the experience of trying to help your father understand how he could be different too. Can you talk to us about that contrast?
Actually, I remember my dad when we were little kids. Like he never hugged us. He never expressed his feeling. Even my mom used to say, like, he will walk before her, so he doesn't look like he's walking next to her, because the culture there, it's like you were saying, in Sicily or Italy, it's like he's not a man if he expressed his nurturing side, his feminine side.
Right.
So there, I thought, I mean, what I noticed now, I know, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, when you are in it, I couldn't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. But now I can see that these men there or in all the world, because in every, or the whole, if something happened there, it's the whole world is like one. The pain, it's all connected.
Sure.
So I saw that they are confused about their male and female energy. So the men uses their disturbed feminine energy, mm-hmm. which is the fear. Mm-hmm. Disturbed means unbalanced. It's based on fear. Mm-hmm. So you see that all of them, the way mm-hmm. they behave, the way they do everything is very disturbed feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And the nurturing, the love, the care does not exist. They're afraid. So what I noticed is when my dad got to see how me and my mom, this is the last year I was there, becoming friends, he will start, like, you know, first he got so angry. And he like just fight with us.
What was that?
Jealous.
Yeah.
And he's like,
really?
What do you talk about? Why don't you talk to me?
Be like that.
Wow.
Because if he's using his disturbed feminine energy, right. he cannot have conversation with his wife.
He doesn't know how, and the culture didn't allow for it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
But now he is like, something in him wants to wake up.
Yeah.
To wake up, and then to be fully a man, for him to take responsibility as a man, also, if the feminine energy is disturbed in them, also the masculine energy also gets disturbed. So that's where the abuse comes.
Right, so aggression.
Under control.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
So, I mean, what I'm learning now, I'm discovering, like, why I was wondering why I didn't become like them. Mm. Like, I always wonder, like, why?
You know? Why?
Yeah, why?
Tell us why.
I think.
Well, you're another generation, first of all. You were
even I have a brother like 3 years older than me, and there's
the
another one.
Yeah,
yeah. But they're still the same.
No, he's the only one. Special.
Yeah.
So, but
he's special.
Okay. Thank you. But
I didn't say it. She did. But yeah.
So, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, sorry. Why are you this way?
Why are you different than the other men?
I saw what they, how they abusing my brother-in-laws, my older brothers, my father, all men that I saw there, they were abusers. Mm-hmm. And they don't have, someone don't have to hit someone to abuse them. It could be mentally. It could be emotionally, it could be anything.
Sure.
So I didn't want to be like them. But I didn't understand at that time that I what I did is I put the man in me in prison, afraid that I kind of hide the man in me, afraid that he's gonna, this is the first steps when I was going through this. I was afraid that I will be abuser like them.
So you hide it.
Yeah. So now after I accepted the nurturing side in me, the balanced, the balanced feminine in me, mm-hmm. that I can nurture, I can love, I can understand, I can hold the space for others, you know, all.
That's what men should be.
Yes.
Have both.
Then
the balance.
Yes. Then I was able to feel. Then I was able to know that I'm not gonna be abuser like them. Then I was able to feel that, yes, this man in me should live, should come out, should come to life.
Mm. You know? And you're setting an example. And Rabella, are you starting to see some of the example that he has set? Mm. Are you seeing any changes within the family already because of Karim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like,
but I feel like, yes. like being around my sister, it was like a reflection. See, I see in her a lot of love and caring and loving, this beautiful feminine energy that is so much love. So being around her, I was like the mirror, like that reflected on me. So even with like her children, I feel like, why do I love them so much? Why do I love them so much? And then now I just noticed the other day, it's because it's how much she loves them. It's her love that filled my heart, that I have all this love and care for her kids.
Oh, this is beautiful. You can hug him now. We all deserve a hug after this. We're laughing, crying. Uh-huh. It's just, you know, actually, it reminds me, speaking of her children, I've only met one. I've had the pleasure of meeting Rami. Mm. And he said something really beautiful about me, actually, after meeting me the first time. Uh-huh. And it was beautiful, and it was also sad to me at the same time, right? I mean, what was it? Do you remember what he said? Yeah, a couple years ago in the car.
Remind us.
No, well, no, but he said, like, he's the first adult male that I actually like, or something like that.
Example for him.
Right. And
because it looks like he saw what I saw. Everyone is abuser
there. Right. And so, I mean, all I did was I met him, I hugged him, and I talked to him and listened to him.
That's what he needs.
And that's what he needs. Yeah. And I, you know, at first I thought, oh, that's really nice. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really sad, because he's a young adult. And to have this be the first time that somebody hugs him and
cares.
I mean, obviously two of you, but
his father, like 2 years, he won't talk to him for 2 years, and they live in the same house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine that.
So this is back to what we said at the beginning, that this is not just an issue with the women. This is also
with
the children,
men.
It's even male, young males.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that there's also, you know, men with men that they might abuse each other too in a certain way.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening here with what we're, this conversation and what you're doing is to help everybody, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I feel like men need to, the way they can help women by just being the nurturer. Because women been abused the 20th century, women been abused all this 20th century. Now the 21st century, where women are the energy and that this time is kind of being the freedom for the feminine energy, the women.
Mm.
So the awakening, you know.
Mm.
So so as men, as I feel as my part is to use this balanced feminine energy in us to hold that space for them, that love, to love them as we want them to love us.
That's beautiful. You know? That's beautiful. Well, Ravel, I want you to have the last word. Is there anything that you want to say here?
I would like to see every woman in the whole world to be happy and to be free. Because if the woman free and happy, all men is going to be free. Her kids, the husband, the father, the brother, everyone. Because she's the base. She's the, you know, the nurture. Yeah. So I wish that.
I wish that too. And this has been really beautiful. Well, not only do you wish. And not only do you wish, but you help women with these kinds of issues and all kinds of issues, actually, as a life coach. And so want to let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. Give us your email address for now.
Well, I can give this email, my favorite.
Okay.
It's Rami Rosie, my kid's name.
Okay.
So it's RamiRozi at msn.com.
Okay. RamiRozi@msn.com. If any woman out there or men want to talk to Ravela. And Karim, give us your blog so that people can come and learn from you because you are a mental health counselor, or can I give it?
Yes, pure of medicine, course, you can give
it. PureMedicineBlog.wordpress.com. PureMedicineBlog.wordpress.com. So with that, I thank you both for being friends and, but more importantly, for being who you are in the world, Rabela Ali and Karim Chek Ali. Love you both.
Thank you.
We love Thanks. You too.
I know, I feel it, and I'm glad. We'll be back here on Life Changes with Filippo with our producer's wrap with Mark Lejeune right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
I feel like I could breathe now. This is Filippo, and we're on Life Changes with Filippo here for our producer's wrap with Mark Lejeune. And Mark, honestly, I feel like I was holding my breath throughout this whole thing, because as soon as I started to ask Rabela about what was it like, I saw her, I mean, her mind, I could tell, we talked about this afterwards, but I could tell she went right to what it was like, and her eyes welled up with emotion, and the Kleenex started being passed around, and I my heart was like, you know, with her, right?
I was thinking about how much we want to be, and will soon be, you know, more often than we are in video format, because both of them, you could see as they were sharing the story, them reliving the memories,
yes,
which are obviously so intimate, so present. And that's what it brought up as I was watching and blessed with that exchange, is the recognition of courage and two very different perspectives on courage. Obviously, you know, what she has stood up for herself and for women in general there and around the world. And Karim, I was thinking about what he had to do from a male perspective, because you think about, peer pressure as a kid, right, and cultural, right, pressures, which are so very powerful, and it's so easy to go along with what is considered the norm, and so easy to duck and hide from you know, the truth, no matter what you feel.
And a lot of people might not like it, but they do it anyway,
they,
because
it anyway,
everybody else does it, so it's easier to do it than fight the system.
Right.
You know, it's like, so a woman suffers, they might say. Yeah. I don't want to suffer, so they do what they do.
Yeah.
You know, not only that, the emotion that was being shown, but the love between them that was being shown. It was actually quite precious to be sitting here watching the two of them as they were saying things back and forth. You could tell that they've been through so much together in order. And I know stories, obviously, that they didn't get to share, and probably now's not the time to share just yet. But that are just horrific, that they've been through individually and collectively. And so, you know, that's where their mind was going. And so,
well, you know, obviously the timing of this discussion, even though they're talking about culture and experience from a different part of the world, you know, having just gone through this Connecticut shooting, and of course all of the public,
yeah,
debate now,
yeah,
as to, you know, guns and gaming and culture, and the big word that kept coming up for me is nurturing, and the lack thereof. And I think that really plays into this discussion, because if you're nurturing the feminine energy, if you're nurturing and respecting women as daughters and or girls as daughters and women as partners, and the basic rights of freedom of each individual, allowing them to live their expression, you know, in this lifetime, you know, that nurturing leads to more of that love, and that's what we're missing, and that's why this imbalance has been, and hopefully now because of people like our guests, that, you know, that we're moving past that.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact words, but Rabella said that she wants for all women to be happy and free, because when women are happy and free, then the kids are happy and free, and the men are even happy and free. And she didn't say it exactly like that, but
you get what you give, right? You know, it's I think in our world they call it kicking the cat sometimes, and you know, it's that thing where somebody's
kicking
angry.
The cat.
Yeah, you've never heard that expression?
Well, no, I mean, I know.
That's what happens, right? If somebody's at work and they get cut off, or they got fired by their boss, and they get home, and the first thing they see is the cat.
Yeah,
and it's a very American expression, and it's crude. But it also is reflective of that mentality of carrying anger forward into whatever next step you're taking. And I think that's the point, is, you know, kiss the cat, hug the cat, you know?
If the cat wants to be kissed. But true, actually, you know, because if you think about it, you know, there it could be a situation in some cases where if the men are mistreating each other like they're cheating each other in business and that kind of thing. And that's, if that's part of the culture, then that translates too, because then they're going to be even more upset at somebody. And since the culture says it might be okay to be upset with the wife, then go ahead and beat her or mistreat her or talk badly to her. So,
well, you know, this could easily,
maybe they don't have cats. No, I'm just kidding. Bad joke. Oh.
These could easily segue to a very scientific discussion, because it gets into a lot of what we've discussed in past shows about how the heart relays information, and, you know, programming and culture and belief systems, you know, results from the way that you've been raised and trained. But ultimately, you are processing at a heart level. And so by putting that anger out, you're going to get that anger back in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that really kind of plays into all aspects of this.
Yeah, very much so, actually. I know I believe that. And like Karim was saying, when his father saw him being kind to his mother, he at first was jealous, and then afterwards was like, how come you don't talk to me about those things? Why do you talk to him? So there was that seed sparked inside of him that was opening up, like, I could talk to her about things like this potentially.
Well, this is you know, this is so important. And what I felt when you were saying that is, We want, humans want affection and nurturing and belonging and freedom to such an extent that that's what propagates some of the bad situations. Mm. People will fall into a state of wanting more of a negative attention and thinking it's right and thinking it's normal because they're getting some sort of attention and not even understanding what real love is or what real nurturing is. And so, you know, just what you were saying, I think, you know, aspects of you know, how that is conveyed are really important.
You know, it reminds me of that study, and I wish I knew exactly which one it was to quote it, but the one about the child that wasn't the baby, that wasn't caressed or touched by a human, died or something. And here Karim was saying that he never got touched or caressed by his father, which is obviously something that we think is like, how could that be? So hopefully he got enough from his mother, obviously, to keep him alive and to make him as...
There's a number of those types of stories from orphanages and
true.
A dear friend of ours had adopted a small Russian baby, and it had, I think, gone for like 2 years without having real nurturing. And someone very close to my family had been premature... very premature baby, and so they wasn't allowed to have any human contact.
Oh, wow.
And it surfaced later on in life. There was issues of abandonment.
That's how
important it is.
Because there
was a disconnect from many, you know, human contact.
And especially me, I'm such a hugger, and I know you're a hugger too, and wouldn't you like to be a hugger too? Be a hugger. But I can't imagine. We've got Novella and getting laughing again here in the studio. And I like that. And I have to say, in all of this conversation, I never felt anger from them. I'm sure there's been anger. I know there has. There has to have been. But in this conversation, I didn't feel the anger. I mean, she went right to love, right to compassion. I mean, for the most part, I really felt like, let's bury the hatchet in a sense.
And you can see it in both of their eyes.
Yeah.
They didn't even go there. They just reside there.
Yeah.
They just are. And that's pretty powerful given what they've both been through.
Wow. Well, that's a beautiful thing to say. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. And so it is. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, Rabella Ali and Karim Chek Ali, for being such strong and courageous, beautiful people, and going through the fear, because I know there was that as well, and just doing it. Thank you to Dorothy for producing the show. I'm like my emotions are like this. I said thank you for Dorothy for producing the show, and thank you for Seth for being our engineer tonight. And thank you, of course, Mark, for co-producing and hosting. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you for being with us all this time and for really giving us the reason for doing the show, and wishing you all the best of everything and reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.